Good morning. It's the 25th day of November in the year 2020 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ. Thanks for coming to my website. Thanks for continuously coming back. My goodness, I think that we've reached a landmark in this country. Something took place, I guess yesterday. I was watching Lester Holt and NBC News, where President-elect Biden introduced his cabinet team. I'm very well pleased with all the members. I don't know too much of a background on them, but the one thing that I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt is that they qualify for the jobs that they've been appointed to. And this is more than I can say for the people that Trump put in office to be the head of departments. It's going to be interesting. As a matter of fact, the most interesting thing that I saw of yesterday's broadcast was the diplomatic disposition of the team. That looked like a state-of-the-art diplomatic display of how our country is to be run. It has nothing to do with whether they are Democrats or Republican. As you know, I don't participate in the vote, and so I'm not being critical. I'm happy whoever wins. But I'm glad that Trump is out. I think that that was the most embarrassing stretch of 4 years than I have ever spent in my entire life. I thought that Obama would do some horrendous things, and he did a couple of horrendous things, all right, but not like Donald. Donald was off of the chain. I'm so glad that he stopped tweeting that much, and also very pleased that he stopped being so obnoxious. I think the less we see of him while the transition period is involved, the better we are as a community, as a nation. What really struck me and really made me feel good about it is that the world powers, the organizations from all around the world, recognize true diplomacy. And I think that the Joseph Biden administration will bring that back. If you believe in prayer, let us pray that this team will be successful. And what an interesting team. Black women, Hispanic men, females. I mean, this is amazing. And even John Kerry, wasn't that amazing? From back in the day when I was serving in Korea, he was in Vietnam. And then another appointee, a personal friend of the late Senator John McCain of Arizona. And, you know, President-elect Biden will make more decisions that will be best for the nation. And we certainly hope so. But we do know that all political parties are controlled and run by other people that are very instrumental in running that. And so I think that we're faced with just a wonderful coincidence at this time. Now, let me discuss the holidays, because Thanksgiving is a couple of days away, right? No, I'm not going to visit my daughter this year. As a matter of fact, I didn't do any special shopping to have any special food here for me. My daughter is supposed to deliver what's left of the Thanksgiving meal on Friday to my home. I'm not going to her home, and she's not coming to mine. I will probably spend the day alone like I have been spending. And I haven't been in total isolation. I must tell you the truth. I get out when I want to get out. I go visit people that I want to go visit, but I'm very, very cautious as to how I live. I don't eat that kind of food anymore, and so the food doesn't entice me. I'm not missing anything. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a vegetarian sandwich for myself today, and I may have to go to the market to pick up a few things, and I should go before the crowds start going in. But wherever I go, I know what it's like. I live in Los Angeles, but I'm suited up, booted up, and I have my mask. I even have a new head thing. The only thing that'll be showing are my eyes, but they will be covered. I'll look like Spider-Man in the supermarket. That's what I'm going to do. I hope you guys stay home with your immediate families, the individuals that are staying with you in your homes. Stay sheltered. Stay safe. And if you really want to watch an excellent series, I've been watching it on the internet on my computer. Governor Cuomo of New York has a regular briefing that he gives on the coronavirus, on COVID-19, and I watch him. He makes more sense than the L.A. mayor. The L.A. mayor, and the governor of California, we got to clamp down. There's one thing that I will say. I think that law enforcement has to take another look at themselves, take a look at what they're in that position for. Law enforcement does not mean intruding on the civil rights of any individual in this country, regardless of what you think or what you think you know. I would say about law enforcement, know that you know before you go to prosecute in a way that can bring about life-changing harm. Man, I'm so pleased with the new czar of foreigners coming into this country. What do they call that? Not the CDC, but, well, all these. Well, the one that watches out for people coming into the country. He's Hispanic. He has a background, so he understands the situation. And, man, to redo that entire department and to bring it back up on scale is going to be a task and a half. So I'm feeling good about the cabinet that Joe Biden is in. Even though I know who pushes it and who runs it, and I'm just hoping seriously that they don't destroy what's left of the budget in this country. But America has always found a way to bounce back. And that's what I love about living here. We have the ability to bounce back and to bounce back with force. And I think that we as a nation have to get behind our leaders. I even said that about Trump when they elected him, but I didn't know that Trump was going to be such a ridiculous individual in a position of high authority. Man, look at it. The world leaders are finally saying, oh, my goodness, a breath of fresh air. It's good to have somebody back on track. Man, the most powerful country in the world, and you're not even backing the global warming situation. You can't see what's happening. And worst mistake that this country ever did was letting a man like that run for the presidency. But I guess you can't control that what's his name? What's a rap singer? How many votes did he get? Kanye. Was he requesting a recount? Oh, my goodness. Hey, thank you for coming to my website. Sorry that it's been so many days in between. But I've been waiting on this new cabinet to develop so that I can have something positively to say. And I'm glad that, maybe I haven't heard about it. Sometimes when I go to Facebook, I see a lot of people still getting shot and beat up and everything else. Well, you have ignorance everywhere. And I think that during difficult times, it brings out the worst in people but I would hope that it would bring out the best in us. And we can do better than we have been doing in the past. And I think that it's going to collectively take all of us working together, pulling together. As for a spiritual community, that's an individual thing. I think that each of us have to petition God on their own. They're God in their way. Because I think that when you really petition God and you look at the human kind, what you're going to find yourself doing is espousing the idea that you affirm positive living in a society with other human beings. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, my 10 minutes are up. I'm a little bit over. We'll try to play some music for you coming up in the days ahead. Thank you for coming to my website. For those of you that still listen to me, scroll down and listen to the Preach Word. Have a lot of good sermons on this site, a lot of good antidotes. You see how my political visions have changed from year to year and how I've been toned down. And I am toned down now. I know how to stay home. I don't have to be around my family. Matter of fact, I can call my daughters and ask them how they're doing. I hope she makes that nice little dressing dish. I so look forward to that every year, but I'm going to have to wait until Friday. Thanksgiving, I'm not going to cook anything, but maybe a chicken breast with a little rice and vegetables, and that's it. You know, got a little sparkling water here. Give a little tingle to the taste, you know. Do things like that. Okay, 12 minutes straight up. God bless, and thanks for coming to my site.